This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden heads to Tel Aviv to show solidarity with Israel, secure the safe passage of Americans trapped in Gaza, and ease the plight of Palestinians under Israeli siege since the brazen attack by the militant group Hamas on October 7th. The trip is overshadowed by an attack on a hospital in Gaza, which led to the cancellation of Biden's summit with regional leaders.
Biden was scheduled to continue to Amman, Jordan, but after the Gaza hospital attack, that part of the trip was canceled. He will not be meeting leaders of neighboring countries, King Abdullah of Jordan and President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi of Egypt, or Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, who returned to Ramallah, where thousands of Palestinians protested the hospital attack. In Tel Aviv, Biden will ask Israel how it plans to minimize civilian casualties. He will push for a humanitarian corridor to allow aid into Gaza and for the release of hostages held by Hamas. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.
Russia's parliament took the first step on Tuesday towards revoking ratification of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has stated the decision to withdraw its ratification is to mirror the current status of the CTBT in the United States. It's another move that heightens tensions between the countries since the start of the Ukraine war. Moscow suspended its last remaining nuclear arms treaty with the US in February, and Putin has moved tactical nuclear missiles to Belarus on Ukraine's border. The move to pull away from the CTBT gives Russia legal cover to test if it wanted to. But it says it's not a statement of intent and that it won't test unless the US does.
And this is VOA News. Republicans have rejected Congressman Jim Jordan for House Speaker on the first ballot. A second vote is shelved Tuesday as a staunch ally of Donald Trump works to shore up support, signaling more turmoil ahead. Clearly, not all Republicans are ready to elevate the Judiciary Committee chairman to a central seat of U.S. power, second in line to the presidency. 20 Republicans voted against him. Some are still upset over Kevin McCarthy's sudden ouster as Speaker 2 weeks ago. Democrats say it's time for a bipartisan path to reopen the House, but a win for the Ohio congressman would show just how far the GOP's once far-right flank has moved into the party's mainstream. Police in Belgium have killed a man suspected of being an extremist who opened fire on soccer fans in Brussels Monday.
Belgian officials say a man sought in a Brussels shooting that killed two Swedish soccer fans and severely wounded another was shot dead by police as they tried to arrest him in a neighborhood not far from Monday's incident. The gun he used has been recovered. Belgium's Prime Minister Alexander De Croo said he's extended condolences to the family through Sweden's Prime Minister. Officials say the man is a 45-year-old Tunisian who was due for a hearing after he threatened a person in an asylum center. He posted a video laying claim to killing three Swedish people and said the Quran is a red line for which he was ready to sacrifice himself. I'm Jennifer King.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is back at his civil trial for week three, continuing to insist the lawsuit and all the criminal cases are witch hunts against him and his presidential reelection campaign.
More Trump Organization executives testified about the company's property valuations as Trump bragged about them to reporters. The state attorney general is suing Trump and his company for inflating those values to secure loans.
This is a witch hunt by a radical lunatic, attorney general.
And says there were disclaimers on the financial statements.
It says don't rely on these financial statements. Do your own due diligence.
Attorney General Letitia James was in court but did not comment. Julie Walker, New York.
Officials say the remains of 189, at least 189 people, have been removed from a Colorado funeral home. Authorities discovered the decaying bodies while responding to a foul odor at the site 2 weeks ago. The number announced Tuesday is up from about 115 initially reported. Officials say the figure could change, but all remains have been removed from the Return to Nature funeral home in Penrose. The discovery came after the funeral homeowners missed tax payments in recent months, got evicted from their properties, and were sued for unpaid bills. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.